Charlie Boone knows how I feel about him, but Dave Lee here to share it with everyone else. Just in case you were wondering what he's like, I'll be quite honest. Charlie is as good a person off the air as he is on. Our friendship exceeds 20 years. My first day at WCCO, I was thrilled to meet Booney in the fall of 1989. Still remember the day. We've been friends since that time, including a few rounds of tennis and a fantastic trip to Japan to broadcast from the American Embassy with our good friend Fritz Mondale back in 1996. I wish everyone had the chance to be mentored by this talented entertainer and wonderful person. I will never take those opportunities for granted. Thanks for letting us listen in all these years, Booney. I'm proud to be a fan and a friend of Charlie Boone.
Thanks, Dave Lee. 7 minutes past seven on a Saturday morning, and I hope you're well and happy. It's beautiful outside, cloudy skies. We have a nice, bright, crisp breeze out of the west at 6:10 above, heading for the teens today. Bill Pop, the good neighbor man.
Good morning, Charlie.
The good humor man. Well, that's good, too.
That works.
How are you?
I'm doing great. I'd love to be known as the good humor man because, quite frankly, that's what you bring to a lot of people.
Well, I appreciate that.
Good humor.
Well, and I heard myself named the good neighbor.
Oh, you are the good neighbor extraordinaire.
Well, I appreciate that.
No, I you have meant so much to me in my lifetime, Charlie. I can't, I'll try to explain, but I really can't explain to people how much you've meant to me. And I learned so many things from you, but it's the gracefulness, it's the good listening, it's the caring, the humor, and like I say, the patience. The list goes on and on and on. And as I'm listening to more people this morning, everybody has a different way of describing their experiences with you. And what's beautiful about that is they're all correct. I see it from every angle, every direction, and you have been a tremendous blessing for me in my lifetime, and I can't thank you enough. I really can't. Matter of fact, you are my number one, behind my dad, role model.
Bill Pop, how great to have you with us today.
Well, it's a real honor.
He talked me into being Commodore back in 1996. I followed you.
Yes,
and you've been an example to everybody with your great work with Armed Forces families and your wife's work with the president on families. I mean, it's just been fabulous, the contribution to this area, and we appreciate it.
Well, you have set the bar for me, Charlie. I'm very serious about that, and thank you, and God bless you. And like I say, I can't say enough more positive things about you than. I don't think I said that well, but I can't say enough good things about you to really get the message across as to how I feel. But God bless you, and thank you,
Bill Pop. From all of us at WCCO, thank you so very much, Charlie Boone.
Oh, boy, my wife's showing her true colors these days.
Is that right?
Yeah, hasn't been to the hairdresser's for 3 weeks.
You admit you broke into this gentleman's house?
Yes, sir. I'll admit right here before the judge, I did it.
Did you do the job alone?
You bet your life, mister. These days you can't trust anyone.
How's my boy doing in school, teacher?
Well, sir, your son will probably go down in history.
Oh, really? Well, that's good news.
Then, of course, he might do better in geography.
This is Stuart Holland. Charlie, it's really a delight to be able to share a greeting for you on your last day at WCCO. I didn't grow up in this area, so I didn't know of you as a radio legend when I first met you in your volunteer work recording books for the blind, but I quickly realized this was not just a man with a voice. This is a man with a heart, and it's because of that combination, I think, that you have such a reputation. That's the reason so many people are making a big deal out of you leaving CCO. You've done more than make your mark on the industry. You've made your mark on the community at large. Congratulations on your retirement.
Christmas is children who just can't go to sleep.
That was the voice of Stuart Holland. I always
Christmas
call him Stuart
because
it sounds Scotch, you know.
Keep.
He's our program director at Services for the Blind, the Communication Center, where I record audio books and which I will continue to record for the next 12 years, hopefully. And thank you, Stuart. 7:13 right now on WCCO Radio. I saw Tom Mooney wearing a gopher hat. Reminded me, a couple of sports notes. Twins planning a news conference today to introduce Japanese batting champion Tsuyoshi Nishioka. Ah, so this guy. The Twins announced a $9 million 3-year contract with Nishiko yesterday. Includes a club option for 2014. He's 26 years old, led the Pacific League with a .346 batting average last season. Can't wait for Twins spring training. That means spring is on the way. Trailblazers won their 13th consecutive game over the Wolves and 107-102 last night. A Vikings official says the organization's concerned about the safety of the Metrodome. Don't you think they probably tore that top off just so they could have a new dome? No. Vikings receiver Percy Harvin says he will definitely play in Monday night's game against Chicago. The receiver and kickoff returner has missed the last two games because of another episode with migraine headaches, but Harvin was back at practice Thursday, said yesterday he's feeling better, but wait till he feels that cold at the bank, he'll have another headache. Nancy Nelson is on the line. Yeah. Hi, Nancy.
Charlie Boone, dearest Charlie Boone. For decades, my friend, you have been the voice of joy and comfort for millions of us. Hearing you talk to us, Charlie, every morning was like coming home. You made us know that without a doubt, you and WCCO really were our good neighbor. And you know, Charlie, through the decades, you have made a difference because you've been that friend that we all always had. And the memories of you and Roger are so rich, and they're so rare, and they're always going to bring a smile. So, darling Charlie, for the countless who love you, let me say thank you. For my husband, Bill, who counted you as his dearest friend, and for myself, who appreciates you beyond measure, your talent, your compassion, and your friendship. We love you, Charlie Boone, and thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Thank you. Hi, Charlie. It's Jeannie Ireland Peterson, and I understand you're going to be leaving the station after 50 years. I think that's a good run, my dear. Have a wonderful life, and it's been a pleasure knowing you. And I hope that we can work together at some point in the future again. Good luck to you and your family.
Thank you, Jeannie. Jeannie Ireland Peterson, still the greatest jazz pianist anywhere around. She is fantastic talent, and what a marvelous family she has raised, the Peterson family. 716, 10 above. We're on WCCO, and this is Charlie Boone on the final day with a great celebration of dear friends, not only compatriots and fellow employees, but dear friends. And there's another one, Mick Anselmo. He's the man, and he's here today. Good to see you, Mick. Want you to sit down and have a few words in a minute and do that? We have lots going. What do we got next?
From all of us at WCCO, thank you so very much, Charlie Boone.
That's right, Joe.
Well, what is it?
What's what?
Your last name.
What about it?
Your last name.
That's right.
What's right?
My last name.
What about it?
Right.
Your last name is right.
No. That's my sister's married name.
Frank, you're a numbskull.
No, my mother was a numbskull until she got married. Then she took on Dad's name.
WCCO. Snaps roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
Happy holiday from all of us. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Hanukkah.
Yuletide.
And good to have you with us, Raj Erickson.
Being sung by
it is my
choir.
Pleasure.
Isn't this a marvelous assemblage?
Oh, yeah.
Would you call it that?
Yeah.
And it's fantastic. I am so filled with joy and gratification and...
And the general has arrived, and I saluted him.
General Schulstadt is here.
Yes, and I told him when I was in the Army in Fort Lewis, Washington, I went from Private E1 to Private E1.
That's okay.
That was it.
You served. That's all right. Well, you didn't make general, but that takes a lot to be a general.
I think so.
Oh.
Yeah.
And what respect they get. I traveled with them once, and the plane landed, and they had a carpet. They rolled out a carpet for him to step onto, and everybody was saluting, and it was marvelous. But he deserves that respect.
Right.
You bet. What a wonderful day this is.
I think it's just great, and it's, I've been listening to it, you know.
Yeah.
It's fabulous, all these people coming by, and a little thrust of humor once in a while.
Yes, once in a while, very very seldom, but no, it's fun to hear the old little bits that Boone and Erickson did over the years. We've had a great time together. What a gift meeting you.
Oh.
A creative genius and a good friend. And
Come on.
We seemed to click.
Well, we did, and it kind of just happened.
It did just happen. People That's the best part.
People ask about it, but I was doing the 1 to 3 show.
Sure.
In the afternoon after the soap operas went off. And then you were doing your music show. That's
sure.
You were hired to do that.
And that's exactly right, in the afternoon.
And I was playing Bozo the Clown and hoping I was going to get a radio show. So finally they had this open space when the soaps left. And then we started kibitzing on each other's show, and it kind of developed.
And people thought, gee, Dick Chapman, I was just talking to him. And he was the guy responsible. He said, you know, you guys ought to do a radio show.
Yeah.
And
we never even knew it was
No,
that
we
good.
Didn't know. 7:20 right now, 10 above in our Twin Cities. My beautiful wife, Carol, is here, dressed in yellow. The first day I met her, March 9th, 1977. A beautiful March day, she was dressed in bright yellow. And I said, what a gorgeous day today.
She's a farm girl.
Speaking of gorgeous, she's a farm girl.
She's a farm girl. It's butter.
Well, you know, I really never understood you until I met Carol. Because I was a small-town kid from a little minor city, but... I really knew nothing about the farm. I thought a silo was somebody singing alone. I didn't know. And her father, her dear father, Warren, we became fast friends. Mm-hmm. And he taught me so much that I didn't know about rural life and the farm, and made me understand you. And I think we had a better relationship because of Carol.
Yeah, and then I found out what it's like to work with a preacher's kid.
That's right, yeah. That's pretty tough. Say, we're having fun today. We're having a great time. This is a time full of memories. I hope we are making a tape of this show. I want to listen to it later. But Dennis Matuzak is our man at the helm, and our great leader, Mick Anselmo, is here with us. I want to talk to you later, Mick, please. And, what a great group of people are here today.
Yeah.
Just and Suze Ellickson. She brought the coffee and not donuts. No, you brought croissant and sweet roll. Oh, fantastic. I bet the Japanese food increases in the city with that new Japanese player sign.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that exciting?
Yeah. No, Yoshioka. What is it? Something like that. Yeah.
I have it right here.
Huh?
It's put on my glasses. It's one we're going to have to get used to.
Mm-hmm.
Seiyoshi. Seiyoshi is his first name.
Mm-hmm.
Tsuyoshi. Nishioka.
Nishioka.
Nishioka. $9 million, three-year contract.
You're like me, fondness for that Japan.
I love Japan. Remember?
Yep.
Remember back when we were going to Tinker Field in Orlando when the Twins were there? We made the same money as... the big hitter,
mm-hmm.
Harmon Killebrew.
Yeah.
I see this guy gets $9 million. We never got that high. I think it's gone up.
Remember when we were there and Tony Oliva was arguing?
Yes.
He wanted $100,000.
Yes.
And he
just think $100,000.
Yeah. Yeah, now that's one game for them, right?
Of course.
But anyway, he was for $100,000.
And we were talking with Griffith at the time.
And Griffith was holding out.
Yeah.
So down at spring training, he was there.
We did our show there every year.
We were broadcasting, and along comes... Whimacallits.
Tony Oliva.
Tony Oliva.
Tony
Oliva. Along comes Tony, and we say, hey, Tony, come on over here. Now, you've been arguing with this order... Sit down. We're gonna settle this.
Bring it together.
This was unplanned. We sat him down. Said, now come on. Now, Mr. Griffith, you tell him what's your final offer, and you Tony, you say what you want.
Only Boone and Eric could do this, right?
We started going back and forth, and it did.
It happened. That's amazing.
He signed right on our show.
7:24 right now, 10 above in our Twin Cities. Jim Ramstead is on the line.
Yeah.
One of my dear friends, Jim Ramstead, former congressman from Minnesota.
Charlie,
Jim.
I just wanted to call to say that you personify the absolute best of Minnesota. And the people of CCO land, Charlie, love you, not just because you're a great talent, who's kept us informed and entertained all these years, but also because you have a big heart for people in need. And I don't think, Charlie, you've ever said no to a charity when called upon to help. You've always been there for people in need. And we don't have many living legends, Charlie, these days, but you are one. I was telling a friend of mine, a friend of ours, Stu Voigt, whom you know well, former number 83, that you combine the best of Walter Cronkite and Johnny Carson. And then Stu said, but Charlie's a lot better tennis player than either one of those guys.
Oh, that's nice to hear from Stu. I played with him, yes.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, that's great.
With you. But I just wanted to call in to say that on behalf, Charlie, of the good people of Minnesota, thanks for the memories, and thanks for being one of us.
Thank you so much. And I hope to see you soon.
I do too, Charlie.
We'll have lunch.
God bless. You
Thank
bet.
You, Congressman.
Look forward to it. Merry Christmas to you, Charlie.
Merry Christmas to you. Happy New Year.
Happy New
Senator
Year.
Senator Amy Klobuchar is on the line.
See, it's bipartisan, Charlie.
Yes, everyone I can see you. That. Oh, I wanted to talk to you ever since you took office, and we just haven't had an opportunity. And I want
no,
to say
exactly.
I'm so delighted you're in Washington for us, because I know things are going to be okay.
Oh, you're very kind. But, you know, you have been there for us, as Jim was saying, for what I think you started. I was looking back. You started with CCO the year before I was born.
No.
Yes, a true fact. And
I
then,
can't believe that.
Well, and as I look back here, I was just looking at everything. I never knew this, but when Hubert Humphrey found out he was going to be Lyndon Johnson's choice for vice president, who was he on the air with when that happened?
Boone and Erickson.
That's right. It was you. And mostly I remember growing up every single morning when we had that snow. You know, I remember my mom turning the radio on to see, would our school district be closed? And it was you guys. So those are my fondest memories.
Roger loves school closings. In fact, he said when he passes away on the tombstone, is going to be formerly 2 hours late, now closed.
That's pretty good. That's good. But anyway, then the other last thing, because, you know, I was talking to my dad about everything with you guys going
way
back.
I love your dad.
Right, and all the memories of you and Sid talking. And someone found this for me, and maybe you guys have talked about this, but this was a classic. When Sid was once defending Bobby Knight, and he said, he isn't perfect, but he's a great coach. The president of Indiana University said that he'd rather have someone who goes overboard sometimes instead of someone who sits quietly on the bench. And then you, Charlie, responded, hey, that's what Lincoln said about Grant. And do you remember what Sid said? Sid said, do you mean Bud Grant?
Oh, that's a great story. I love it.
So there you are, enlightening all of us for many, many, many years. Oh. And we know you're going to be around for a long time.
Appreciate that, Senator. And please give your dad a greeting for us, will you please?
I will do that. He loves radio, too.
I know he does. And thank you so much for being with us this morning. It means a great deal to us.
Well, thank you, Charlie, for everything you've done for our state.
Well, thank you, Senator. Senator Amy Klobuchar here on WCCO with us. And Denny Long is with us.
Stepping in briefly, that's 1-800-LEAFGUARD or online at leafguard.com.
Thank you, buddy. You've been a good buddy to have.
It's mutual
here. Saturday mornings, we've sure enjoyed it, haven't we?
I told Mick the other day in the hallway, and this may not seem big to some people, but when I, giving away something here, when it was 40 years ago, this past October, I was this 20-some-year-old kid sitting in the lobby waiting for my first interview, and a guy walked out of the studio, Studio 5 it was called then, came down, and it was you.
Really?
I never told you that.
No.
The first person I've ever spoken to.
Wow.
Here. And thank you for that and everything else.
Well, thank you, and say hello to your lovely son, Tony, who's doing so well. How old is he now?
He's 15, almost 16, and
wow.
he's tall as I am now.
Tall as you are.
Yes, which is not much.
And nice and slim. Say it's 7:29, and let's get the news. 10 above in our Twin Cities here on WCCO, St. Paul, Minneapolis, HD.
Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Charlie. It is 10 above right now with the cloudy sky, Minneapolis, St. Paul. News Radio 830, WCCO's top story at this hour. It could be a historic vote for the Senate today in Washington.